Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor
to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day to bring to you his great and holy and exalted words, even the words of Yah. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the house of Israel, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, we're located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street. And who is this Yah? Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king. He's our judge. He's our lawgiver. And he is our only savior. And not just of Israel, but Yahweh is the savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah for allowing us to come before you another day, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, so this is what I'm going to do. Over the last, since the beginning of this week, we've been dealing with signs of the last days. And why? Because our people seem to be caught up in various other signs that will not lead them to the Most High. These other signs, all they would do would distract our people from the very thing that they should be looking for what is a sign. A sign is something that you should see. A sign is something you should be looking for. And a sign is something that should tell you something about a thing. What sign or what thing does watching various things around the world, what would it tell you about you and I? Well, very little. It might give us some insight on certain things in the world, but it has little to do with you and I directly. And what we must begin to concern ourselves with is what thus says Yah to Israel, and what will happen to us, especially in these last days. So it's very necessary that we discuss the signs of the last days. We discuss the various messengers, prophets, that Yah said he will return in the last days, and the various things that they would do. We discuss various prophecies that would also happen in the last days, and how these prophecies are relevant not to other people, but these prophecies are relevant to you and I. And we will continue on dealing with the signs of the last days. One of the greatest signs that the Creator will give our people of the last days, many of our people not even looking for it, not even thinking about it, not talking about it, and not even considering it. The mass majority of our people and the very small people that know the sign is not even looking for the sign. And let me show you what this sign is. You'll find this sign located in the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter. Let us turn it. In the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter, watch what it says in the 6th verse. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Of course, as I told you before, the Almighty sent the messenger and had to send the messenger to make the crooked things straight, to let you know that all these religions are false, all of them. Whether you call the religion Judaism, Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, all the very world religions are counterfeits, all of them. They were not set up by the Most High, and there's nothing about these religions that the Creator wanted us to know. Nothing at all. But this religion called Christianity would take this scripture and would say the son, the child that was born, and the son that was given was in the person of whom they call Christ. I won't say the name J-E-S-U-S because it's against our law. But he's the Christ of the New Testament, which I may add, not only are the religions, the world religions, are fake, fictitious, and counterfeit, so are the books that are written about these religions. They all are counterfeits. There's only one book the Creator gave us, and that's his book. And he told us to seek ye out of the book of Yahweh and read. He only gave us one law, one ordinance, and one way. And why? Because he's only one Elohim. He's the only Elohim. The one Father. These are the things we have to know. And the one Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there near said, a child is born. And a son is given. Now, what is he born for? What is he given for? Watch what it says. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And what government is that? Well, Yahweh's government. The Creator's government. And his name shall be called Pele. Which Pele is the Hebrew word for wonderful. It is also the Hebrew word for miracle. The word wonderful and miracle are the same thing. When it's talking about wonderful, it's not just he's going to be a wonderful person. He's a miracle child, because Yahweh will work miracles through this child. Eitzel, which means counselor, because through him, the Almighty will speak. Then it says, his name also shall be called Gibor Elohim, which means mighty powers. And all these things, Pele, Eitzel, Gibor Elohim, all are adjectives describing really the Most High. Because this child, this son, is one that will represent the Most High in his highness. It says, Ad Ab, which means everlasting father. And then the last thing he will be called is Sar Shalom, which means Prince of Peace. Now, nobody go around calling themselves Sar Shalom or Prince of Peace, but this is how he will be described, because of the peace that will be ushered in through him, because he is the instrument in which Yahweh will bring in peace. He's the instrument that Yahweh will bring in salvation. He's the instrument that Yahweh will work miracles through. He's the instrument that counsel and might Yahweh will use to bring about all the things to an end and usher in a new era of the increase of his government and peace. There shall be no end. If you want to know the name, the true name of this individual, watch what it says: upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom. Whose kingdom? David. To order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of Yahweh of hosts will perform this. So we see here that Yahweh has purpose for this son, this child, to be brought forth at a time that he has purposed to bring all the earthly governments down and bring his government up. And this is the son that he will use. Now, there's many people, Israelites and others, who teach and believe that this son will be somewhere on the island or in Jerusalem, sitting on a throne waiting for all the calamities to take place. And then once all the earthly calamities take place, meaning the governments fall down, the wicked destroyed, then he will come out of hiding, and the Most High will show who he is. And I'm telling you, that's not the truth. Let me show you what is the truth. Since this is nothing but the truth, let me show you, first of all, what Yahweh instructed our people to do. And let's see. The first place I want you to turn to see one of the things that should be done, supposed to be done in the last days. And what are we discussing today? We're discussing signs of the last days. And what greater sign could you have in the last days than David? Watch what it says in the book of Hosea, the third chapter. Hosea, the third chapter. And watch what it says. The fourth verse. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king. And we don't know our king today. We know our king, but our king have not been manifested to us. So we just can't say we have a king and we don't even see the king. The king hadn't been manifested. We can tell you his name. Right now, we are abiding without this king. Without a prince. And yes, David is the one who said, the scriptures say he will be the one king. And we'll read that. The scriptures also say he will be the prince. Without a sacrifice, without an image, and yes, we have no image or anything to denote us as a people. We have various images to let us know who we are. Just like all the other nations have various flags, Israel also had images. Watch what it said, without an ephod, and without a terpal. In other words, we won't have nothing to even show our priesthood. But watch what it says, the fifth verse. Afterwards shall the children of Israel return. Return where? Well, return to Yahweh. And watch what it says. Afterward shall the children of Israel return and seek Yahweh, their Elohim, and David, their king, and shall fear Yahweh and his goodness in the latter days. And the latter days mean the last days. And do you realize, according to the scriptures, that there's only one outside of Yahweh, only one that you can read in the whole entire scriptures. There's only one that Yahweh told us to seek other than him. And yes, if you're reading this, you're correct. And his name is David. Now, why would Yahweh tell us to seek David when we already know where he's going to be? Now, if he's going to be in Jerusalem sitting on a throne, or if he's going to be already on Mount Zion waiting for the people to gather to him, what purpose, what sense does it make to seek him? We already know he's going to be there as soon as we save, as soon as we deliver, and then we're going to him. It don't make sense at all. The only sense this will make is that to find him. The word seek means to search for. It means to find out. It means to look for. This is why Yahweh says seek him, because you don't even know where Yahweh is. He said, if you seek me, ye shall find me. But you have to seek him with all your heart, all your soul, and all your might. And why do you want to find Yahweh? Because there's a lot of things you don't know. You don't even know who you are. You only think you know the laws, commandments, statutes, and judgments of Yahweh. You don't even know what Yahweh expects of you in these last days. There's so many things you don't know, but if you want to know, you must seek Yahweh. Let me show you this. And outside of seeking Yahweh, there's only one outside of him that he told you to seek, and it's David. And I'm going to show you why. But go to the book of Proverbs so you can understand why Yahweh wants you to seek him. In the book of Proverbs, the 28th chapter, this is what it says in the 5th verse. Evil men understand not judgment. And you want to understand judgment, because Yahweh said every man shall be brought unto judgment, whether he be good or whether he be bad. But you're going to be brought into judgment. But evil men don't even understand judgment. And why don't they understand judgment? Because if they understood judgment, they wouldn't be evil. Watch what it says. But they that seek Yahweh understand all things. And who don't want to understand all things but the wicked? Who don't want to know all things but the evil and the forward? This is why you must learn to seek Yahweh. And this is what we've been doing. This is what we've been teaching people. To seek Yahweh. And if you seek him, you will find him. But not only did Yahweh tell you to seek him, he told you to seek David. And why? Because who do you think Yahweh set up as a sign of the last days? That's why I said of our people, we're looking for the wrong things. We're looking at the wrong things. Don't allow yourself to get caught up into the news cycle. All you're going to be is tricked and bamboozled. Don't get caught up in all the videos on social network. They got this video out now that everybody's talking about. But what really is it doing for our people but distracting them? It's not bringing them to Yahweh. It's not teaching them the law. It's not teaching them what they should be doing in the last days. Some people say, well, it lets you know how distracted we are. Well, the very people that's watching the videos are the very ones that distracted. And after they see the video, they still going to be distracted. They that seek Yahweh understand all things. And I want you to understand the sign that Yahweh mercifully is giving us to see. Because that's what a sign is. A sign is something you can see. A sign is something you're supposed to look for so you can tell things, You can understand things. You can know things. And what is this sign? Yahweh said it's David. Not some sign sitting on a throne. This sign is way before you get to that. Watch what it says in the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter. Still speaking of the signs of the last days. And watch what it says. Starting at the first verse. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. And who's Jesse? Well, Jesse is the father of David. And a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the spirit of Yahweh shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of Yah, and shall make him a quick understanding in the fear of Yah. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And didn't Yahweh say that the meek shall inherit the earth? Did not Yahweh say, in the last days seek righteousness, seek meekness, that you might be hid in the day of Yah's anger? Well, who you think going to be the judge? Judging the meek and the righteous. But not only he's going to be judging the poor and the meek of the earth, watch what else he will do. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. Who do you think going to do that? Well, this sign that Yahweh said, once we return to him, we must see Yah our Elohim and David our king. But who's seeking David? Who's looking for David? Who's searching for him? And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. And watch what it says in the 10th verse. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign. And what's an ensign? An ensign is a sign. Shall stand for an ensign of the people. And watch what it says. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. So not only Israel is to seek this sign, but little do people know, even those amongst the nations also will seek this sign, this ensign. And who is this ensign? Well, it lets you know it will be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for the ensign of the people. And the Gentiles shall seek it. And why? Because this is the sign of the last days. This is when the Creator will usher in salvation. This is the time when Yahweh will usher in redemption, deliverance. When this sign is appointed, and when this sign is seen and recognized. right now, the people don't see the sign, because in order for you to see this end sign, in order for you to see this sign, Yahweh have to open up your eyes. And right now, Yahweh have the eyes of the people closed. But once he open up the eyes, the only people going to see it is the righteous anyway. Everybody is not even going to recognize this sign. But they're going to regret they didn't. Furthermore, speaking of this sign for the last days, watch what it says in the 12th verse. And he shall set up an ensign, which is a sign for the nations. And watch this, because this sign is just not for the nations, but he's going to, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Yehuda from the four corners of the earth. In other words, as I told you before, this sign is the sign to let you know when Yahweh is going to usher in salvation, redemption, and deliverance. But it's also the sign to let you know that it's time for all the wicked governments, all of them, to come down. This is the instrument, and this is the sign that Yahweh will show. Let's continue showing you this in the book of Malachi. Watch what it says. Still speaking of this sign of the last days. In the book of Malachi, the third chapter. Let's see what this sign will do. In Malachi, the third chapter, the very first verse. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. Who is this messenger? A lot of people say this is Elijah. And I can understand them saying that, because the Creator said Elijah will prepare the way before him, before the great and dreadful day of Yahweh. So even though it don't say the name here, it does say the name other places. But watch this. And the Adon. See, that's what the word Lord means, Adon. The word Adon just means ruler, master, head. That's all Adon means. This is going to be someone who is ruling. And Ha-Adon, whom ye seek, is only one outside of Yahweh that Yahweh told us to seek. And his name is David. Shall suddenly come to his temple. It didn't say suddenly come to Yahweh's house, Yahweh's temple. It said, shall suddenly come to his temple. The word temple just means meeting place. It didn't say, shall suddenly come to Jerusalem. Jerusalem is not even built, none of those things are done. This messenger has to come before the great, terrible day of Yahweh. And the one whom you seek, you have to seek now for your deliverance. What sense does it mean to seek him after you delivered? You already delivered. then what you going to seek him for then? What sign could he be after everything is done? Shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant. And who is that? Well, there's only one that's the messenger of the covenant. There's only one that Yahweh made a covenant with, an everlasting covenant. And it's called the Sure Mercies of David, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, said Yahweh. But who may abide the day of his coming? In other words, who's going to recognize it? Who shall stand when he appear? Because that's all that's going to happen. He's just going to appear one day, be on the scene one day, and you're going to see he was among you already, but you didn't recognize it because you wasn't even looking for him. For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller soap, because his message will be a message of purification. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi, purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto Yahweh an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Yehuda and Jerusalem be pleasant unto Yahweh, as in the days of old, as in former years. So a lot of things got to happen before all this take place. But this messenger of the covenant, this Adon whom you see, in other words, the one you're supposed to be seeking, was merely and simply mean someone you should be looking for. And the only way you can look for anything Yahweh tells you to seek, you must see him through Yahweh's word. Because it is his word that will open up your eyes to be able to see. And we're going to show you that. Furthermore, in the book of Isaiah 55, watch what it says there. Again, still dealing with the signs of the last days. And what is a sign? A sign is something that you're going to see. A sign that will let you know what's going on. And this is a sign that will bring in salvation, redemption, and deliverance. But it also a sign to bring about the destruction of the wicked and the pulling down of all the earthly governments. In the book of Isaiah 55, the very first verse, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and ye that have no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfy not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Because there are things that is greater, more valuable, better than even the food you might buy and the wine and milk you might drink. It's more pleasurable, it's sweeter, it's more fulfilling, and it will sustain you way longer. And this is what it is, the third verse. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people. And what is a witness? A witness is a testimony. A testimony is something that has been told that you can say, this testifies witness to the fact that what we've been saying is the truth. Here is our witness. This is our testimony. Did not we tell you that Yahweh said David will return? Did not Yahweh say, seek him, our Elohim, and David, our king? Did not Yahweh say that? And here he is, just like Yahweh said. And he will be a witness to the people. And not only a witness, a leader. And what is a leader? A leader is a ruler. Did not it say, and the Adon you seek? Ruler, master, owner, and commander to the people. Because who will stand up and command the people and show them the way in which they should go? You don't think Yahweh have provided someone to lead the people? Sure he has. And his name is David. This is why we must know and learn the signs of Yahweh, and particularly the signs of the last days. For all these signs are signs of the last days. Let me continue showing you. Look in the book of Genesis, the 49th chapter. And watch what it says. Genesis 49. And watch what it says in the 8th verse. Yehuda, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hands shall be in the neck of thy enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Yehuda is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down. He couched as a lion. And as an old lion, who shall rise him up? And watch what it says. The scepter shall not depart from Yehuda, nor a lawgiver between his feet until Shiloh come. And unto him, who is him, shall the gathering of the people be. Well, there's only one that Yahweh said we will gather to. There's only one that Yahweh set up as a sign. And his name is David. He is this Yehudanite that Yahweh set up. Why do you think? Let's just take time and use common sense. It's called the throne of David. In other words, if Yahweh wanted someone else to occupy that throne forever, why would he call it the throne of David and then put Christ on it? What sense do that make? And everybody got to sit on the throne of David. Well, the only reason why they're sitting on the throne of David, because it will be his throne forever. It's named after him. No wonder Yahweh said the gathering of the people shall be to him. No wonder Yahweh say, seek him, our Elohim, and David, our king. Because the throne is named after him. And not only the gathering of the people will be to him, not only is he set up as a sign for salvation, redemption, and deliverance. Watch what the Creator said he would do. Also, in the last days, in the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter. And ask yourself, what sense does it make for us to seek something that we know where it is? We know when it will be. We know why it will be. So what sense does it mean to see? The word seek means to look, to search, to find out. If all the answers are questioned, there will be no reason at all to seek. The only reason Yahweh wants you to seek, to search, to find out, because Yahweh wants you to obey him. And to obey Yahweh, you must know his signs. And this is one of Yahweh's signs of the last days. Look what it says in the book of Jeremiah 30, the fourth verse. And these are the words that Yahweh spake concerning Israel and concerning Yehuda. For thus says Yah, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, not of peace. Ask ye now and see whether a man do travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness? And this is going to happen in the last days. This is going to happen with our people. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Yah's cold trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. How will he be saved out of it? How will this day be great? How can something, a time of trouble, and nothing like it become such a great thing? Well, Yahweh about to show you in the 8th verse. For it shall come to pass in that day, said Yahweh, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck and will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him, but they shall serve Yahweh their Elohim and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Here Yahweh is talking about raising up this king. And if you understand the scriptures, where do you think he will be raised up from? From the midst of his people. He's not about to be raised up somewhere else. This will be right in the heart of his people. Because this is how Yahweh do. And our people can't see it because they're not even looking for it. They're not even seeking it. Not only are they not seeking Yahweh or seeking David, they're not even seeking Yahweh. No wonder they can't see the sign of the last days. And no wonder they're looking for things that have no salvation, redemption, or deliverance in it whatsoever. But this is about salvation, is about redemption, is about your deliverance. That's why it says in the 10th verse, therefore fear thou not, O my servant, Yaakov, says Yah. Neither be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Yaakov shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with thee, says Yah, to save thee. And though I make a full end of all the nations whither I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee, but I will correct thee in measure and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. And this is what we have to know. Furthermore, just to continue showing you how Yahweh will deliver our people, redeem our people, and bring about salvation through the very sign of the wonder, the counselor, the everlasting father, the prince of peace, or Pele, Eitzel, Gibor Elohim, Ad Ab, Sar Shalom, because this is the name whereby he shall be called. Who else do you think will bring in, or who else is the instrument that Yahweh has purposed to bring in salvation, redemption, and deliverance? This is that instrument. Jeremiah 23. First verse. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says Yah. Therefore, thus says Yahweh of Israel against the pastors that feed my people. You have scattered my flock, driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, says Yah, and I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries whither I have driven them, and will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed. Neither shall there be lacking, says Yah. Watch this. Behold, the days come, says Yah, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. Who you think gonna do this? Who you think gonna make the crooked things straight? Who you think gonna bring justice and judgment to the earth? If it's not Yahweh messenger, if it's not his messenger of the covenant, if it's not his servant. And watch what it says in the sixth verse, because this is the key. In his days, who days? This branch, this ensign, this witness, this commander, this leader, in his days, Yehuda shall be saved. What sense does it make for him to be around and he ain't doing nothing but Yehuda being saved, and he's a Yehudanite? In his days, Yehuda shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called. Yah our righteousness, which is also Sadiq Yanu. Sadiq Yanu, which means Yahweh our righteousness. Or Yahweh is righteous. But watch, it continues reading. Therefore, behold, the days come, says Yah, that they shall no more say, Yahweh liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But Yahweh liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country, and all the countries whither I have driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. And what and who is the instrument that Yahweh would use to lead the people of the house, the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country, and from all the countries whither I have driven them? What? Who is that leader? Who is that commander? Who is that witness? Who is the ensign that Yahweh will use? Isn't he not called the branch? Isn't he not called the root? Yes. It is David himself. He is the sign of the last days, in which our people shall be seeking. Not because I said it. That's what Yahweh said. Furthermore, in the book of Jeremiah 33, speaking on the signs of the last days, in the book of Jeremiah 33. And this is what it says. 14 verse. Behold, the days come, says Yah, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and to the house of Yehuda in those days. And at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. And then I may add, this actually means in the earth. Not just the land, in the earth. In those days, what days? When this righteousness grow up, when judgment and righteousness is executed in the earth, in those days shall Yehuda be saved. And Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith he shall be called: Tzaddik Yanu, Yahweh, our righteousness. That's what he will be called. So what really are our people looking for? Are they looking for this sign? This ensign? This branch? This root? Are they searching for the right thing? Because what is a sign? A sign is just to let you know the time. And if you're not looking for the sign, then how can you be looking for the time? And if you're not looking for the time and you're not looking for the sign, then it only can mean you're not even looking to be saved. All you're doing is believing something, and belief is not enough. You got to do more than believe. Yahweh say, glory not, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. And let not the mighty man glory in his might, but let him that glory, glory in this, that he know and understand that I am he which executed righteousness and justice and loving kindness in the earth. For in these things I delight in. And so if this is the thing that you delight in, then you're going to have to know Yahweh. Look what the Creator said in the book of Isaiah 42. And I always show the people this, because you cannot, this is something that must be redundant. Watch what it says, Isaiah 42. And what we're discussing are the signs of the last days. Watch what it says. The 16th verse. First of all, before we get to the 16th verse, I just want you to see this in the first verse. Behold my servant. What does the word behold mean? Look, my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto the truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he has set judgment in the earth. And the isles shall wait for his law. And this is why I'm telling you, there's a servant that you should be looking for. You should be seeking. And Yahweh has already told you his name. Watch what the Creator says about this servant. In the book of Psalms 89, the 19th verse. Then thou speakest in vision to thy Holy One, and says, I've laid help upon one that is mighty. What isn't he called? Gabor Elohim, which means mighty powers. I've exalted one chosen out of the people. How many? One. Found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. My arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor son of wickedness afflict him. I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him. And watch this. And in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. Was given him worldwide dominion. He shall cry unto me, thou art my Father, my Elohim, and the rock of my salvation. Also, I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. Let's let you know, these governments, they must come down. They must be brought low. This is Yahweh's anointed. This is what Yahweh, one of the great wonders and miracles that he has purposed to do in the earth. When will he do it? In the last days. When is the last days? We in the last days now. So you don't have long to wait. Furthermore, in the book of Ezekiel, the 34th chapter. Now, it don't look like the governments are going anywhere today. Look at Donald Trump. Look like he's ruling everything. Look like this man done committed so many crimes. The FBI know it. The CIA know it. The Justice Department know it. Still cannot bring this man to justice. And they won't bring him to justice. But who will? Yahweh and a servant. Who do you think is going to bring justice to the earth? Not Trump. Nor any of these other governments. Watch what it says. in the book of Ezekiel 34. Just so you can understand what Yahweh is saying. Ezekiel 34, verse 1. And the word Yah came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus says Yahweh unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Shall not the shepherds feed the flocks? Ye eat the fat. Ye clothe you with the wool, and ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. And no, our people are not feeding the flock. Not with thus is Yah. This is the only food that Yahweh gave us to feed the people, and that is thus is Yah. But all our people have been getting is the imagination of their own hearts. This is why the scripture says the leaders of these people cause them to err, and those that are led of them are destroyed, because the leaders have not benefited you. Therefore, this is what Yahweh had to say about it. Ezekiel 34 and 17. And as for you, O my flock, thus is Yahweh. Behold, I will judge between cattle and cattle, between the rams and the he goats. Seemeth it a small thing unto you to have eaten up the good pastures, but ye must tread down with your feet the residue of your pastures, and to have drunk of the deep waters, but ye must foul the residue with your feet? And as for my flock, they eat that which ye have trodden with your feet, and they drink that which ye have fouled with your feet. Therefore, thus says Yahweh unto them, Behold, I will judge between the fat cattle and between the lean cattle, because there's people, not just the leaders, but a lot of our people, they also have preyed on our people, slandered our people, scorned our people. But watch what Yah says. Because ye have thrust with side, with shoulder, and push all the disease with your horns till ye have scattered them abroad. In other words, all you have done is sown discord. You call yourself bringing Israel together, but all you've done is allowed your hatred and your scorning to sow discord. And now the flock is scattered. And what will Yahweh do? Therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey. And I will judge between cattle and cattle, and I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them. Even my servant David, he shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I, Yahweh, will be their Elohim, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, Yah, have spoken it. Is this what the leaders are teaching? Is this what the shepherds are teaching? Since this is the thing that Yahweh said, and Yahweh has spoken, are you teaching and speaking the things that Yahweh has spoken? If so, then you will be teaching this, the sign of the last days. Who will be that anointed one? Who will be that one shepherd? And not only that, you also will be teaching this in the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. Turn there. And watch what it says. 15th verse. The word of Yah came unto me, saying, moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick and write upon for Yehuda and for the children of Israel, his companions. Then take another stick and write upon it for yourself, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions, and join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thy hand. And if you don't know what that looked like, this is what Yahweh told the prophet to do. One stick for Ephraim and his companions. One stick for Israel, or David and his companions, or Yehuda and his. Take these sticks, join them together, that they might be one stick in his hand. And this is what the prophet did. And what did that mean? 18th verse. And when the children of thy people shall speak unto thee, saying, will thou not show us what meanest by these? Say unto them, thus says Yah, Elohim, behold, I will take the stick of yourself, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, his fellows, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Yehuda, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in my hand. And the sticks whereupon thou writest shall be in thy hand before their eyes. And say unto them, thus says Yah Elohim, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whether they be gone, and will gather them on every side, and bring them into their own land, and I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king to them all, and they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. Neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will save them out of all their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them. So shall they be my people, and I will be their Elohim. And David, my servant, shall be king over them. And they shall all have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments, observe my statutes, and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Yaakov, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they, and their children's children forever. And my servant shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them. And I will place them and multiply them, and set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore, my tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. And watch what it says. And the heathen shall know that I, Yahweh, Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Who is this instrument? Who is this sign? Who will bring these sticks together as one? Who is this branch? Who is this shepherd? Who is this king? Who is this prince? And who is the one that Yahweh and Yahweh alone has spoken out of his mouth that we will seek, that we should seek outside of himself? Seek Yahweh, our Elohim, David, our King, and fear Yahweh, and his goodness is not what you should be looking for as a sign of the last days, then you show us otherwise. Until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do I. Shalom.
I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by a seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, who believes everything and to every word spoken. You can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy and his love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.